Ariel Ramirez was born and raised in Santa Fe, Argentina. He had originally planned to follow in his father's footsteps and become a school teacher, but those plans were short-lived. He spent 2 days in a classroom of fourth graders and had no idea how to handle them. "I had discipline problems," he said. So he decided to dive deeper into his love of music. He studied in his home city and eventually continued at the National Conservatory in Buenos Aires. Then around the age of 30, he made his way to Europe. He spent 4 years here, studying music in Madrid, Rome, and Vienna. Near the end of this time, he traveled to Germany, just for a visit. While staying in the town of Würzburg, he got to know a local family, and one day, they pointed out a large building not far from the place where Ramirez was staying. During the Second World War, they told him, this building had been a prison run by the Nazis. Two of the sisters in this family had snuck food to prisoners there, night after night, month after month during the war, daily risking their lives in the process. This was the early 1950s when this encounter took place, and the effects of the war were still fresh. Ramirez was deeply moved. He loved both classical music and the folk songs of his native Argentina. He had never particularly thought of writing something religious before, but the meeting with this family changed something for him. "I felt I had to compose something deep and religious that would revere life and involve people beyond their creeds, race, color, or origin," he said later, reflecting on that fateful meeting. He returned to Argentina in 1954, and the idea of writing a sacred piece stayed with him. He spoke about it with friends and continued to explore possibilities. And then came the Second Vatican Council, the great revolution in the Roman Catholic Church that, among other things, authorized the celebration of the Mass in vernacular languages. It all came together in the Missa Criolla. Ramirez's musical background and interests, the courageous example of two women, and an openness to new forms of worship. The work was finished in 1964 and was one of the very first settings of the Mass written in a language other than Latin. Ramirez was a collector of Argentinian folk songs, and his clear love and appreciation for this music shines through this piece. You all can hear that already, I think. The rhythms and musical styles of the five movements come from different regions and communities in Argentina, boldly celebrating their traditions. I am never exactly sure what Jesus means when he says the kingdom of God is to be received as a little child. But I hear a sort of uninhibited joy in the Missa Criolla that sounds to me childlike in the very best sense of that word. For example, in the middle of the creed, not always the most lively or joyful part of a worship service, the choir suddenly departs from the ancient text and bursts into this playful la-ra, 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 la-ra. It is right at the point where we confess Christ's triumph over death. And maybe that is the best response right there. Joy that is greater than any dusty theological words can express. In the midst of all that is hard and cold and deathly in the world, the church has this unspeakably great news to share, that Christ is risen and death will never have the last say. The Missa Criolla testifies to the God of life, present with us now, present with all who suffer, present wherever someone boldly reaches across prejudice or division with love. What a gift to sing, to dance, to celebrate this God together. Amen. Thank you.
Adiós.